Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. I have to thank you all so much for joining us. Can you believe this is our second to last show? I know, no! Yes, Whisperers, season one is coming to an end. And like I told you all, I've saved the best for last. Next week, we have a special guest that is going to join us, Ms. Najem P. Lee, a spiritual coach, teacher of wellness and anxiety, and author of KALI, which stands for Kill Anxiety, Live Immensely, will join us to remove the stigma of anxiety. Oh, Whisperers, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this episode. Set your reminders right now for next week's episode. It is going to be dynamic, and the information that Najem is going to impart to you all and what we have planned is incredible. Hey, you know how much I love to get social with you all, and I want you to join in on this conversation today. Please make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. Listen, it is so cold here today on the East Coast. It's raining, and I mean, it's just a serious chill in the air. And today's cocktail mocktail is warming us up from inside out. We have a delicious cinnamon tequila hot toddy. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you something. The cocktail mocktails of our winter episodes have been on point. And if you want to get your cocktail or your mocktail of each episode, make sure you click the live link that's in the description of this episode. And make sure you subscribe to the VIP listing. You don't want to miss out. I'm telling you, they're delicious. And you know what? Don't forget, you can now take us everywhere you go because we are on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. I know. I'm so excited. I cannot tell you all. Thank you enough for the support that you all have given us and really have taken this journey and helped us to launch such a dynamic conversation and such a base for all of our Whisperers. We thank you so much. You can find us on all those locations by just putting in Whispers in a Bottle. Do you want to be one of our sponsors or advertisers to advertise your brand with Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Cocktail Fridays? Well, email our fabulous branding and marketing director, Ms. Lindsay Miles, at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. And hey, you guys know how much I love to get social with you. I want you to come and join me on social media. You can find us on Instagram at www.instagram.com. I'm a little excited today because the conversation is going to be dynamic. So once again, I'm on Instagram, located at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. We're also on Facebook, located at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. Notice there is no S on Whispers. We're also on Twitter at www.twitter.com/WHISPERS. capital BOTTLE, one word. Make sure you put it in just like how I spelled it, else you will not find us. Once again, that's on Twitter, www.twitter.com, capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And if you'd like to be a guest or suggest a great topic for discussion, email us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. And don't forget, I want you to come on and, you know, get social with us during this great topic at 516-595-8091. So, Whispers, are you ready to get into this discussion? How to recover from a toxic relationship? Whew. You know, I like to start every discussion with a clear definition. And we're going to get an understanding of toxic relationship. What does that mean? Any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other. Did you catch that meaning? Let me tell it to you again. Toxic relationship. Any relationship between people who do not support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other. The other definition we're going to get is on recovery. That's a return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. That is a powerful meaning of recovery. Return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. Ooh. So we're going to be putting pieces together, because a lot of times in this kind of a conversation, you'll realize that it's almost like a puzzle, and there is that one piece that you need to put into that puzzle to truly complete it. So it's a common misconception that relationships are hard work and that fights are normal. I know all of us have heard that. Many people say to you, well, you know, it's hard work to be in a relationship. And, you know, there's fights in every relationship. Well, pause. Isn't normal. Disagreements can happen because we won't and don't always agree with everything our partners say and do. So you can have a disagreement, but fighting is not a norm. However, these platitudes can distract from legitimate causes for concern and cause for concern in your social romantic life, indulging, including signs that a relationship may have become or always has been toxic. So, you know, if you always have this dynamic in your relationship or started this way, that it was just always on a bumpy, rocky road, maybe you should look at it for what it really is, a toxic relationship. See, toxic relationships are consistently unpleasant and draining for people that are in that relationship, to the point that negative moments outweigh and outnumber the positive ones. You know, I went to really speak to someone who has such a dynamic understanding of toxic relationships. It's Dr. Christine Fuller. She's a California-based family medicine physician who specializes in mental health. And what she stated is that toxic relationships are mentally, emotionally, and possibly even physically damaging to one or both parties. Let me reiterate that. She stated that toxic relationships are mentally, emotionally, and possibly even physically damaging to one or both participants. You know, I really started thinking about this and really taking this underhand because I have worked with so many clients that face these challenges and that have come through toxic relationships. And here's the thing, there is always an underlying reason, be it intentionally or not. Often there's a reason for their behavior, even if it's in their subconscious. You notice I said subconscious, meaning to come from a toxic background, not having the most supportive, loving upbringing. They could be suffering from an undiagnosed mental health disorder, whether it's become insidious in their behavior, you know, it becomes an insidious kind of behavior that it's just constantly and it burrows in deeply. And if you were or are unfortunately in a toxic relationship, how do you break free, recover, and not repeat the behavior of or go back into a toxic relationship? Well, first, you need to realize and understand the red flags. And once you see them, it's time to take action. Notice I said, it's time to take action. Because that requires something of you to do. It means to place it into motion. And if you feel that you're actually in physical danger, you may need to involve the authorities. And don't feel afraid to make that call. And also, I want to also give you all the National Domestic Violence Hotline, because that line is actually available 24/7. And their number is 800-799-7233. Once again, that's 800-799-7233. And they have a lot of things that they can help you with. There's a call that it's anonymous. You don't have to feel afraid. They are there to support you. And let me tell you, if you're listening in, this also applies to you all. Because do you realize that 1 in 4 men experience some form of physical violence in their relationships? And I know that that seems like a minority, because women are more so faced with these types of relationships. But fellas, we hear, we know, and we see that you go through these things as well. And there is help there for you as well. And that you don't have to feel embarrassed or feel this is a stigma or something that you have to carry around silently, because you don't. So let me ask you, what steps can you take to recover from a toxic relationship? Maybe you all are thinking, well, okay, so we get that maybe we're in these toxic relationships, but what do we do? What do we need to do to move forward or to be able to pull ourselves out of this? Well, I'm going to give you some key elements, and I want you to get your pads and your pen, write down some of these things. Because you're going to have to reflect over this, because this is such a deep conversation. It's going to take a little time to process, and it's going to take some inner self talking and looking deeply into. So first, realize that you deserve healthy love. Did you hear that? You deserve healthy love. And part of the problem with a toxic relationship is believing that we can change the impossible and turn the dysfunctional into love and health in our relationships. I think you all remember in our conversation that I did with you all on, are you ready to accept love in your life? The one important fact that I pointed out in that discussion was I spoke about the fixer-up project or the fixer-upper, stating, I can change him or I can fix her. It's a work in progress. Well, let me just tell you all, no. You cannot change and fix a person like that. You cannot re-raise a person. See, what it is with that is that you have to start by realizing that we cannot change people. We can enhance. Did you notice what I just told you all? You cannot change people, but we can enhance, just like they can enhance us. But they also, there's a thing that happens as well. You know the old saying that you know, a bad apple spoils the bunch. That's the truth there. Because poor behaviors can start to rub off on you. You never see where there's rotten apples and there's a whole bunch of good apples around it, that those good apples change that rotten apple into a good apple, because that just does not happen. So in turn, what happens is that the fruit becomes rotten, it becomes spoiled, and you have to throw it away. So you will never be able to re-raise a damaged, broken individual. And I'd like you to go back and listen to that episode, because then there's key elements in that episode that help you to realize how and what you need to do to be ready to accept love. And to realize you deserve healthy, guess what? Y-O-U. Loving yourself means loving your values, knowing your values, not compromising on your vital needs. Your partner should love and enhance your qualities just as you should love and enhance their qualities. I heard a great quote. You know what? I wrote it down because I really like this. It stated, it's better to end something and try to start something new than imprison yourself in hoping for the impossible. I just love that quote. I when I heard it, I was like, that's a dynamic statement there. You know, I was like, that is deep. But it also made me think about something else, because it brought up a different kind of feeling and thought in my mind was, I want to speak about toxic guilt. See, that's what people don't realize, what toxic guilt is. You might be saying, well, what exactly is that, Sonia? Toxic guilt is when you love someone so much that you feel guilty for wanting to leave or leaving. The reason this happens is because you have invested time, you've invested your energy, you've invested your love, you've invested everything into this relationship and into an unhealthy relationship. And the reason you start to experience these feelings of toxic guilt is because the toxic person that you are involved with will ramp up the feeling of insecurity. You know, I'm saying, like, the toxic person, they'll start to go back to their manipulative ways. Because, see, the point of a toxic relationship is that they're controlling. And that element of control is keeps them in that dynamic of pulling them forward to keep you under their control. So the best way to control you is play on your emotions. And that's what that guilt is. It's a play on your emotions. And the emotions of love, you abandon me. You're getting rid of me. You're throwing me away. These are key words that they use to really keep you locked in to a toxic relationship. You notice it's all about them. You hurt me. You don't accept me. You don't love me. But not once have they put a we into the conversation. So they will always revert to what they know best that will work with you, will give you that toxic guilt to keep you plugged in, locked in, and set into the toxic relationship. See, that moves us right into step number two now. Accept that the relationship was and is toxic. You have to accept that. This is a major factor when you are trying to break free of a toxic relationship. I see with many clients, because it's tempting to look back on past parts of the relationship where it's kind of like, what do they say, with rose-tinted glasses, where you're overlooking the complex reason the relationship is ended. You know, prime example is, well, you know, he was drinking that night and he just had one too many cocktails, and that's why he became so upset, and it just was overwhelming to him. But see, you're making up an excuse for that person. And the toxic relationship is also, it creates a grief response when we are breaking away from it. You have to go through the stages of accepting that relationship wasn't a benefit and leaving was the best option for you as well as that person. This will require making adjustments, changing habits, and even putting actionable plans together so you don't repeat the same qualities and go back into another relationship like that. That brings me to step number 3. Remember who you are. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you that this is something that I see so often with clients that have unfortunately been in toxic relationships. I hear them all say to me like, I don't even know who I am any longer. I don't even know where I have gone. You were a person before you were in a toxic relationship, but often the person who is the manipulator and the one that is controlling is constantly making sure they are chiseling away at you day by day. And it can often be hard to remember who you were prior to the toxicity started and prior to them putting these doubts, prior to really making sure they kind of tore your self-esteem down. So healing is so about remembering your values and realizing that you deserve a healthy, happy relationship. And that is so imperative to break the ties, to change the bond of toxic relationships. That leads us into step number 4, which is take practical steps to help you cope. Take practical steps to help you cope. See, when strong emotions are involved, what you decide one day can totally change. I mean, totally change the next 5, 10 to 24 hours within that kind of like span. Meaning you can say, I'm done. I'm no longer taking this. I deserve better. I know I'm this. I know I'm that. But within that split second, this is when you will go back and be like, well, I mean, I can... It's not as bad as it looks. It's not as terrible as it was, as I thought. Well, pause. This is something that I really want you to really kind of implement immediately. This is when I like to have my clients do an emotional log. And meaning a log, this is a log where you're feeling, you're going to be placing your feelings in a daily journal. And this is to help you have solid evidence of how your partner makes you feel. Notice that word I said, feel. So many times, whispers, you can confuse feelings with facts. Meaning we can make excuses for our loved ones. You know, he or she was stressed out or, you know what, I was pressing just a little too much. Or whatever the case may be. But what you have to do here at this point is writing it down provides undisputed evidence of how and what you felt. Right? That's the major key here. Because emotional logs are a great way to really tap into the way you are actually feeling, what the real issue was, and how that person did or didn't take accountability for their actions. What were your emotionally, mentally, and physically feeling at that time? And don't make this log into something more than just that. That's it. That's what you're going to do with that log. And you have to also be mindful that once you have invested into maybe one or two toxic relationships, You must break the chain of effects that can lead you into another toxic relationship or leave you totally jaded. Because, see, toxic relationships are just that. They are just full of such hurt, and they have such a way of placing people into such a situation that is in a dire way to themselves. You know, I always tell you all that my mother gave me a great part of advice, and she always imparts great advice to me all the time. But the one thing she always told me was, when you lose a piece of yourself, it's always so hard to get that back. And so I always remember that, and I always cling so tight to that, because I don't want to lose myself. Because Sonia Lorray is a pretty awesome person. She has things that she has to work on, because that's all of us. We all have things to work on. And if we think we're great and there's nothing to work on, well, guess what? You're doing yourself an injustice already. And so you just may be that toxic person if you have nothing to work on. I'm perfect. I'm good. I'm this. I'm that. Well, then you just may be the toxic person in your relationship. You know, this discussion was so much. Like, when I really started breaking it down, doing the research, doing the roundtables, talking to clients that really wanted to bring out certain elements and wanted me to touch on certain elements, I realized that there are such deep levels to this conversation that I really want to bring it to you all in a two as well. And I even have some guests lined up for the part two of this conversation, because this conversation is so, it touches in so many different ways. And how it even helps, it makes an impression on people's life. You know, we did the episode, does your past have to determine your future? Well, you know what? Just like past relationships, it doesn't have to predict or even mark your present or future relationship. And that's what toxic relationships will do if you don't start putting the right piece of the puzzle into place. And by having real open discussions, we're going to see if we have any callers online. I'm being told in my ear that there's callers lined up. So I'm going to see if they filter in. And so let's see. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Whispers in a Bottle. You're live. What is your question? Okay. Guess they're not live with us. So we'll just keep on moving on. Let's see if we got someone out here. They're not there. I'm sorry. I don't hear them. But we'll get this switch, you know, worked on as well. But I do see that we have a couple of comments in our live chat box. And one of the questions is, when you find that you're in a toxic relationship, what should you do to really start your work? Well, you know what? As I stated, you want to really do some work on yourself. And by placing those simple keys into place. So you know what? Right now we're really at the point where we got to wrap our show. And I appreciate you all so much for tuning in. And as I said, if you feel that you are in danger or need to speak with someone, please do not hesitate to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. I am your host, Sonia Lorray, certified lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, motivational speaker, and I am honored to truly be in this circle with you all, and I hope you all remain safe, and don't forget that you are valuable. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week with our special guest. Don't forget, set your reminders. This is going to be dynamic. We'll welcome in Miss Najem P. Lee. So, once again, Whisperers, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for your support.